We're going to start with Daf Yud. Amen. Beis the Mishnah of Yud Omer Baidkim or Yudal Yudal the Shachris. The famous Mishnah of Yud is the Yud Omer Yud is the Baidik Yadni Baidik multiple times. Yibaidik or Yudalid. Yibaidik the or Yudalid of Yudalid. And Yibaidik Yudal Shachris. Yudal Shachris of the Shas Abir. And Yibaidik Mishas Abir. Okay, so Yibaidik three times. Vachacham, I remember lo yivdek loy bodak or yidal yivdek yidal loy bodak yidal yivdek b'sechem b'sechemay. They're burning. They disagree. You only bodak once. Okay, only once. You only bodak three times. So nachmal they're burning. Hold. One more time. The Mishnah over here. Vacham say loy bodak or yidal yivdek yidal loy bodak yidal yivdek b'sechemay. Now the gears on the side from the goyin is Yivdek la'acher hamoid. Our mission it says you should be bodek b'soich hamoid, which is not necessarily a good idea, because b'soich hamoid you may come to eat the chametz, and if you eat the chametz on Yom Tov, then there's a chiv karis. Vaita. That's why it says you bodek la'acher hamoid. Loi bodek b'soich hamoid. Yivdek la'acher hamoid. So therefore, knows he takes it out. Shlomi, welcome. Umashem shayyeh nichel b'tzinu. Whatever you love, you should put b'tzinu. Kedesh lo yiklosh lo yehi tzarich b'dika achla, but it's not. A cholder should not come and take the food and put it away. Shlomi, we just learned the Mishnah Daf Yud Amud Beis. We're now up to the Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the lunch of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah he's supposed to be boydik three times? He heard Maisa three times. You think it's hard to be boydik once? Can you imagine what it's like to be boydik three times? Oral Yudalid, Rishas Habir. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna, Dermit Havayu k'neged Shulish Hashbosos Shabbatayra. It says in Tathrita the word Tashbisu, you shall eliminate chametz mivoteichem, lo yera l'cha chametz, v'lo yera l'cha sa'or, and shivas yamim sallay motzim voteichem. Ach v'yamarishon Tashbisu sa mivoteichem. So Nachmal, it says lo yera l'cha chametz, v'lo yera l'cha sa'or, that's number one. Number that goes to those two go together. Lo yeira elcha chametz v'lo yeira elcha sa'or b'chol gvulecha. That's number one. Number two is shavas yamim solo yimosu b'vatechem. And number three is ach v'yam rishon tashbis from b'vatechem. Three psukim telling you to eliminate chametz. Frag moser rav yosef bar moser yosef. Rav Yehuda Omer kol shloy bodak b'shloy shapak halalu shuv ein abodik. Do not be bodak any more longer. Alma b'mikan ve'elchu hu de pligi. Okay, so over here is Yitzchak Akash. According to your understanding of the Mishnah until now, we were under the understanding that according to Rav Yehuda, you're supposed to be bodek three times. One, two, three. You know how many pieces of chametz you can have to put out? 30 pieces of chametz. Shlomi, according to Rav Yehuda, are you allowed to reuse the chametz? Are you allowed to reuse this 10 pieces of chametz? Or you have to put another special 10 pieces of chametz? 30 pieces of chametz? I don't know. But the understanding until that was you have to be bodek three times. That won't come the chachamim. You're right. I'm just joking. I'm just trying to wake you up. The question over here is we learned until now that according to Rabbi Yehuda you have to bodek three times, and the chachamim say no, you only bodek once. In the event that you do not bodek, now you do it by day. If not by day, you can do it later on. In fact, the Gemara from the Braisa, from the other Braisa, it's mashma that the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon is not a question of being bodek three times. Everyone agrees you can be boydik, you only boydik one time. The machlaikis says, when is the last time to be boydik? Rabbi Yehuda says, the last time to be boydik is b'shas habiur. Whereas, according to the Chacham, you can be boydik, depending on the girsa, either during the moyed or achar the moyed. Okay? So therefore,
which time
after Yom Tov, that's Yud on the base. Yud on the base, the very, very bottom. What? Right, you're not gonna be chametz. Chametz, because you don't want to be nichshol in eating chametz over all of Pesach. Or what with the lumnis? Okay, does Rashi explain the lumnis? I'm not sure. Okay, let's go weiter. But the point over here is Rabbi Yehuda Omer. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the Bible. We have to go very fast. Rabbi Yehuda says kol shloi bodek b'shloish shvach malolu shuv in the bodek alma. If you would not baidik b'shloisha prak malush shuv in the baidik, that expression indicates that he doesn't hold you baidik three times. You only baidik one time. And when he mentions three times, he mentions the three possibilities. But once you've passed the third time, it's finished. It's too late. Alma, what do we see from this? B'mikan ve'elechu depligi. When the Rabbanim say you can b'edik b'soich ha'moid or li'acha ha'moid, they're coming to disagree only in respect that you can do b'dika even later on. Okay, that's the worst kasha. So mazutra masni hachi.
All the way on the bottom?
Yeah, we're now full on to the bottom. So the Gemara says, no, mazutra is going to come to the rescue. And he's going to say, no, that's not the pshat. Because who was the one? Marzutra Masni, because we have a steer. Because we finished learning before, it says three psukim. It says in the Torah
that three times one can be voided. Very quickly, what are the three times? At night?
By day, and Mishas Sabir. The time when
you can still.
That's machlek.
Chaperayin and
uh-huh. The Rabbanan say no. If you don't be boydik, then you should be
boydik. Who says this? These
Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda.
And the Chacham disagree.
Well, that's the question. What exactly is the point of disagreement between the Chacham and Rabbi Huda? Is the point of disagreement the number of times the Gemara and the Chavmina understood?
Yeah.
That the machlek is between Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan is the number of times. Rabbi Huda says he boydik three times.
And the Chacham.
And the Chacham say only boydik one time.
Which
one
is
one time at night. Well, okay. No, it means. L'chatchila at night. If you didn't do it at night, so then the next time is do it by day.
According to Rabbi Huda, it's optional. You
no,
could pick.
In a Havamin that the Gemara understood that according to Rabbi Huda, you must be Boydik three times.
Ah, I got it.
Three times.
That's sufficient only.
One time.
Right.
And along comes the Gemara quotes a Bryce, and the Bryce it's Mash, but it's not the Machlaikis. Everyone agrees you only Boydik one time.
Uh-huh.
The Machlaikis says, what is the last time you can pass the Libi Boydik? Uh-huh. According to Rabbi Huda, the last opportunity.
Shasabir.
Shasabir. And according to Chachamim, if you didn't do it by
Shasabir
morning,
means
when the chametz also after chatzos Shasabir
okay,
means
okay,
you have
okay,
the chametz, and if you don't do it then it's too late.
And the Chachamim,
you can be boydik even after Yom Tov is over in the middle of the summer. Even in the middle of the summer, there's a mitzvah tashbisu chametz of Pesach. So mazutra now comes along to the rescue, and he says the mazutra masni hachi master of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Kol shloi bodak be'echad mishloishe prakim halalu shuv einoi boidik. Alma b'shuv einoi boidik. It's the same kasha. I'm sorry, Mazutra is not coming to disagree. He's coming also to ask the same kasha but different expression. He says, Nachamal Mazutra Masni Yachid, Moshe Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef's question was, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it says in this braisa, so kol shloi bodak be'echad mishloishe prakim halalu shuv. It's too late. Alma.
Meaning in Yom Tov, we're afterwards.
So, and how then does Rav Yosef, his understanding, Mazutra's reading different than Rav Yosef, than Moshe Rav Yosef? You go back two lines above, here he says, Kol Shaloi Bodak Bishloisha Prakim Alalu Shuv Eina Bodek. And Mazutra Masnach Am Rav Yosef, there's no difference. I think the only difference is it Rav Yehuda? Mosiv Rav Yosef. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Look at Rashi, Dibra Hamaschil, Marzutra Masni. There's no difference. Behedya, the Echad Mishloisha Parakim. The Echad. One out of three.
So what's Rav Yosef's Kasha?
So it's the same Kasha. Both of them, the Gemara.
What's the Kasha?
And the Kasha is from the Mishnah, the way we learned the Mishnah. It's mashma that Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to be boydik three times. One, two, three. You must be boydik three times.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara now asks the question, and it's mashma from the very subtle difference in the two different versions, but the main point is you only have to be boydik one time. And the point of disagreeing between Rabbi Yehuda and Nechacham is when is the latest time to be boydik, if you don't be boydik. And the only difference over here in the second bryce, it says echad kol shloi bodak. In the first version, it says Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol shloi bodak b'shloish shprak malalu. So then we can ask the kash of a mashmois. But in Marzutra's version, it's even better because he is in one word kol shloi bodak be'echad. Okay, it's the same exact kash.
So it's a kash on the mission which mashma you have to be boydik these
three times. We have over here two different versions of the
kasha. So how do you reconcile the contradiction?
We get the answer. Okay, Shlomi, you see the difference? You see the difference between the two kashas? But for the first version, it's implied that it's only one time. And the second version, it's explicit it's one time. But the same result, we come away with the same result, that you only give me the baydek one time, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the point of this agreement between him and the Chachamim is when is the latest time to do the Bedikah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shuv. The dig is shuv. The shuv. Right. So b'meila, once we focus on shuv, in the baidek, we're able to go backwards. And when it says shloisha parakim, we imply it means echad mishloisha parakim alal. In the first version, the only way we come to the conclusion that it means echad mishloisha parakim is from the end of the words of the statement, which says shuv. Since the emphasis is the last time, shuv einu baidek, that enlightens us that when it's said in the beginning of the Braisa, shloisha prakim means one of the three times. You need to go through that step. Exactly. And the second version, you don't even need to make that dig because in the second version it says explicitly echad shloisha prakim alam. But the point is, we have now a kasha. We have a very powerful kasha. So the Gemara answers, here comes the answer. The answer is Al Bashab the Pligi. Ella, the Gemara says you're right. The Gemara has scharot. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Imloy Boda, Ka'oma. You're right. We made a mistake. Devarim Shamarti Tosim Biyadi. When the Gemara starts off, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda said, the Gemara never meant to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds you should be boydek three times. Oh, but the Gemara quoted three psukim. There are three psukim.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with the three psukim? The Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda nami im loy boda kama.
V'hacha. Again, in Rabbi Yehuda nami im loy boda kama.
The Gemara is saying you're right. We have charata. Rabbi Yehuda never meant to say that you boydek three times.
And what's the touch im loy boda kama?
Let's see. Nami im loy boda kama. If you did not do bedika at night.
Right.
And you did not do bedika by day in the early morning. And you did not do bedika in the Shas HaBir, then you're done. You do not do bedika on Chol HaMoed, and you do not do bedika after Yom Tov. But we had a psukim, right. We had psukim, v'hokabhokabhugi, mar savar, mar holds, mikamei isura in, we're just explaining, the zman to do bedika is before Chometz becomes Asa B'Hano, becomes Asa B'Achila. The zman is before,
Basasur Loi.
Why not? Why can't you do a bedikah?
Maybe you should make a gzera because maybe you might come to eat.
You might come to eat, exactly. Gzera dilma asti l'mechal minit.
That's a kasha now.
No, no, it's a statement. It's a statement. Oh. We're coming to explain. The Gemara is saying you're
after
right.
After the time of Isser.
That after the time of Isser, you do not do a bedikah.
What are you going to do with the chametz? You might come to eat the chametz.
Don't do bedikah. What you don't know is more. There's less of a danger.
So what is he throwing in the gzera dilma asti l'mechal minit?
Why? Because if you're going to do bedika, we gzer here, we're afraid.
Oh,
we're afraid
after the zman iser
that if you're going to do bedika, you're going to find the chametz, you're going to eat it. Gzera dilma.
What, he's going to suddenly forget while he's going to do the bedika?
Yeah. People make a lot bigger mistakes in life. While he's searching for chametz, and you find it.
Should I tell you why that bothers me? Because the first choice, if you remember, in Pesachim.
Chol atzma, that's the more saying.
No, because if bitl is sufficient, why do you have to search?
You might find it.
Here it's just...
You're looking for the gluski off, and you might forget yourself as you're doing the bedikah.
No. The Gemara says this should be sufficient without bedikah.
Right.
And here he says
the Rabbanan say not do a bedikah after the zman iser because if you're going to do bedikah after the zman iser while you're doing the bedikah,
that's according to Rav Yehuda. That's
right.
Yeah.
Let's read the Gemara. Gzera dilma asi l'mechal minei. Period. V'Rabbanan savri loy gazrinan. Frag the Gemara, mi gaz Rabbi Yehuda dilma asti l'mechal minei v'chotanav l'minei. We learned in the Mishnah, mishkar b'ha'imer, yoytzin u'moytzin u'moytzin shuki yushlaim shayim meleim kemach v'kali, which means...
Could you explain this?
Which means that after the Makav,
the second day of Pesach,
when is Chodosh mutar? Chodosh is mutar when you Makav the Omer.
Which is by day, that's
the second day of Pesach.
Correct.
The moment they were makar of the Omer, you go out into the market, and every single meicher has chodosh for sale. Excuse me, if they were makar of the Omer today, how did you get the chodosh into your possession so fast? Mm-hmm. It must be that before Pesach, already a month before, you were harvesting the chodosh,
right.
And you were storing it, right. You were touching it, you were preparing it, and you were getting it ready. And you didn't eat it, and then the moment when the mark of the carbon oimer, now you take it out of your storage facility and you put it up for sale.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You were handling it.
You might come to eat it.
Exactly. and yet it's permitted. The moment they were makar the carbon oimer, you go out into the market and you can find for sale.
So he argues with a Mishnah. He does a lot of argues. A ton.
Let's see the Mishnah. No one argues. It's not Mishnah. The Tanan, Mishnah Kodav, you go out the markets of Yerushalayim, Shemelim, Kenach, Vakali, of different types of grain.
Already be sold.
Shaloi Berotzen Chachamim. Who says this? The Rabbanim said, you're right. The Rabbanim are the ones who say no good, because that means that you're dealing, you're touching it. You may come to be nichshol in eating it all of this time. Now, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now look where Rabbi Huda says Beferish.
What kind of lashon is Shaloi Berotzen Chachamim?
It was Shaloi Kedin. It's exactly the point. According to the Rabbanon.
Oh, this Mishnah is not good according to the Rabbanon.
No. This is the Mishnah. These are the words of the Mishnah itself. Yeah. We're describing a reality.
This is part of the Mishnah. Okay,
we're
sorry.
Describing a reality. The they were very upset. The fact, this was the facts on the ground. They were Mark of the Karban Oimer, and the second after the Mark of the Oimer, you go into the market, and what's for sale?
This went against the Wilchum, which they did not approve.
Why did they not approve of it? Because that means if you have it for sale the moment the Mark of the Omer, exactly. If you have it for sale, that means that you were dealing with it. You harvested it before Pesach.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, if you went to the field to cut it off, cut it down from the ground, you may forget yourself and put it into your mouth.
Right.
So therefore, they were very upset. They preferred that no one is allowed to cut Chodosh until after the Makor of the Omer.
Correct.
So therefore, the facts. This is a statement.
By the way, is that
fact.
How we paskin?
Like I don't know how we paskin. I don't think so. Anyway, bizman hazeh it's not okay because that's midrabanan. Bizman hazeh it's only midrabanan. So therefore, they can be makel. Bizman hazeh they harvest it. Bizman hazeh chodosh in Eretz Yisrael is midrabanan. It's not deraisa even in Eretz Yisrael.
Why? It has to do with the Amikdash?
Yeah, it has
you
to do.
Sure?
Yes. It has to do with also the majority of Kalish Kibo Yachim. The majority of Klal Yisrael must reside in Eretz Yisrael. Some want to say like you that since today there are 7 million Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, we've reached a point where we have the majority of the Jewish population.
Regardless living, if there's a Beis HaMikdash or not?
Big machlekes Yisrael.
I want to look this up. This is interesting. Very interesting.
Okay, the big shal. Halacha l'mayis, it's not going to make a difference. First of all, the numbers are, they claim they have the majority today. It's not really true. There's a lot of Torah on this. How many Jews are there in the world? How many Jews are there in the world? 15 million Jews.
How many?
15 million.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I heard. The 15.
How many Jews are there in Eretz Yisrael?
Over 5.
7 million.
I thought over 5 million.
How many Arabs are there? How many are really Jewish, not Jewish? Do irreligious Jews count in the calculation? Yeah. Are they part of the Cheshbon?
A Yid is a Yid in terms of no.
That's a big shayla. It's not so posh. If a person is irreligious, doesn't know if Yiddishkeit is part of this calculation. Number two, who says it depends upon the majority of Klal Yisrael? Maybe it depends upon the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know the answers. There are a lot of different variables, and there's a lot of discussion, and I don't have the answers. But halacha l'maisa, it is accepted today in Eretz Yisrael that Chodosh and Eretz Yisrael is midrabanan. It's still midrabanan. Memela, there are many leniencies in Chodosh, including that they can already harvest the crop.
And if you know the law, according to the law, it's a sex vacant.
No, that's the chutz liyaretz. It's a sex vacant chutz liyaretz. First of all, says it's chodesh not? And even the chodesh, who do we paskin?
No, even the shrashim. Who says the shrashim even?
There are more than the shrashim, but it's in chutz liyaretz. There are more than chutz liyaretz. The Bach, what's the Bach?
Yes, the Bach. And the Taz argues with the Bach.
Do you eat chodesh?
No, the Bach says, Moshe Fields, it doesn't apply chodesh.
The Bach is mat, he holds it,
When the Bach left
this world, it says that everyone in Gehenim was released in honor
that.
Of the Bach.
If the ganze welt
was minene from the Bach's Petira, he's good enough to be samach on the Bach, to shtelzach on the Bach. And the Bach, Nati Chodosh. You know that the Satmar Rav wanted, when he came to America, wanted to be Noyeg Chodosh. He instituted Chodosh. And the Hasidim told him, they told him, Rebbe, Chodosh is a Shaila, is a big machlokes. When we on the Bach, it's only with Rabbanim, Chubizman Azeh. One thing we can tell you, we're going to have to be Machman Chodosh. That means all of the flour we're going to be using to make all the bread is going to have to be, we have to store it for a long time. It's mole toiloim. And it's almost a vaday that will be nichshol in achilas toiloim, which is five isuri deraisa in every sheretz. So better we should be makel on chadash, which is only midrabbanan chutz liaretz, then the machmer and chadash and come to be nichshol in achilas shrotzim, which is the deraisa. And he accepted that argument. But today,
you read this somewhere?
Yes, but today that argument doesn't stand anymore today, because today there are no more shrotzim in the yoshan. No, they have new technology. So therefore, the mail of that argument doesn't stand. Okay, this is a lot of Torah. Nah. This is not a shon chodesh.
Any bag of flour, quake, hectares, whatever.
A lot of it's
chodesh.
Telling
me? Also, no, you're telling me I don't have to sift through it.
The major sugi, major sugi. Nah. Weiter.
Divra Meir.
So therefore, Divra Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Here we come to Rabbi Yehuda. This is the point that we need to make. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Watch Rabbi Yehuda. What does he says?" Berotzen chacham hayuaisen. Put fakert. Shloimi. Shloimi, you like the background? You like the backdrop? The svarim. What do you like better, this or you like to go look at the kitchen?
Sholim is
here. He's here. I was Sholim, he's right here.
Shimon Oberman didn't come today.
This is Sholim.
By the way,
you see?
By the way, yesterday I learned a little bit Shimon Oberman.
Gewaldig. Gewaldig.
I asked him to. Okay.
Gewaldig. And here he is. You see? Look what we got over here. We got over here. Lobel, you see?
Yeah, I don't like to look at myself. Okay, next.
Okay, we have over here. Right. So we have over here.
So Rehuda says no. Root
sign. Rishol, did you wife find an article this week? Please send me the article.
Nee.
Weiter.
Not yet. I'll let you know. Thank you.
Weiter. We come over here. So therefore, now here comes the point that we know more. Rehuda says, Rishol, we have to go very quick.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda says, Beratzon chacham hoyoisin, the fairish. Rabbi Yehuda says,
they approved.
The loy, why? Oh, but you're touching the devil. So the loy, kogazar, Rabbi Yehuda dilma asti lemecha mina. So the kasha, what's the chlib between chadash and chametz? The Gemara is asking the kasha, why when it comes to chadash, is he matir? Yeah. He's not afraid. He lets the people go and harvest the chadash, and he's not afraid that they're going to come to eat it before this man iser. Yeah. When it comes to chametz, the old and it's awesome. Amarava, shiny chadash, mitoch shleatar to loy ela ide kituf. Ali the kituf who, zocher who? What does it mean kituf? They're only matir through Rashi. Kitzir kederech kol hashana el biyadaim kaitvim. In other words, when they were matir to do chadash, to harvest the chadash before the zman, they were not matir to go use the regular machines.
They didn't have machines. Okay.
Whatever normal tools that they would use to do a harvest. When Rabbi Yehuda permitted the people.
So what's kaitiv? What's the taj of kaitiv?
Kaitiv means to pluck it with your bare hands.
Hamalilais
means the soft ones. Kaitiv means to pluck. They let
they wouldn't
pluck,
but rather
he did not allow you to use the
tools, whatever.
The special tools.
With the hands.
That would be a reminder.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the bedika, when you find the guluski yofeh in the corner that your child hid away. May Hashem, you have children. They're going to hide away a good donut, a delicious Entenmann's donut. It's going to be hidden away there in the corner. You're going to take it out.
Don't say that, Entenmann's.
You're going to take it out and pass palta. You're going to go, you're going to find over there something there delicious. Yeah. You're going to be, there's nothing different. Weiter.
Here you could prevent by making a
sermon. No. Who? Zohar, he remembers. Rashi. Kitsira kiderech kol hashana ela biyadayim. He does not matter a normal kitsira. Ela biyadayim kaitvin. You pluck hamelilais, the soft ones, the melilais means the ones that are not fully ripened. Menakarka. The ha also liktsar lifnei oimer dechsiv oimer reishis kitsirchem. The pasuk says beferish, that you're not allowed to cut before you bring the carbon oimer. Ela koin shu techil liktsira.
What does he bring this pasuk? What do you see from this pasuk? You can't koyim and reish k'sirchem l'koyim.
Also, liktzor lefneir. Liktzor means a tool. The Torah says beferish oimer reishis kitzirchem.
Yeah.
So what does it mean? The word kitzir. The word kitzir means to cut with a tool. So the mela that it's also you have to wait to bring the carbon.
How is it mafia only b'shas ma'isa? Because it says oimer reish.
So therefore, how then can you go and you go and pluck and prepare chadash before the zman
with your hands?
So that's a shinui. That's
the mere fact
remind
that the pasuk says b'shas b'shas you bring our oimer.
It says with kitzirchem.
Then kitzirchem b'shas ma'isa when you have to be makriv
a tool. Vaita, Vaita Ligmar. That's why we're not gonna make any problem. Vaita Ligmar, Amale Abaya, Tainuch, Bashas, Kitifa. Abaya says that's not a good answer. If that's gonna be a way to remember Bashas when you pluck it out of the ground, Bashas Kitifa, Techina Vehar Koda Vehar Koda Maikalamar. What about when you grind it? So very good. You went out into the field and you plucked the stalk out of the ground with your bare hands. And what's next? You take the stalk into your house and you grind it.
You mean he might forget?
You're gonna forget later on. When it comes, when the delicious Heiser Lechem comes out of the oven, before you put it in the freezer for after Pesach, you're gonna forget, you'll come to eat it. Teinach b'shas ketifa, techina v'har kocha, grinding, v'har kodo. What's har kodo?
Oh, you know what har kodo means?
Another grinding, a fun.
No. The kodo comes from the word of dancing. You do something to shake it, maybe to separate.
Ah, shaking.
You're sifting. And
sifting.
That Satmarav has a whole shot by the kafis or rikud.
Dancing.
The psoilus.
Nice. Dancing, it means sifting.
Michael Maynard.
The Gemara is holy. Kasha tchina berecha diyad har koda al gabe nofa. Enochinami. You have to do it in an unusual way. Rashi. Rash tchina har koda shari kemach.
No. Tchina
v'har koda. Shahare kemach tanina the
holy
daim. I'm reading Rashi.
You left out a Rashi. No, there's a small Rashi. Tchina loyon taich ois bon chaim shomayim.
Part of the kasha. It's part of the kasha. That Rashi, tchina v'har kod is part of the kasha. Shari kemach. Where's the sin? Where's the shinui? Shari kemach tanina the holy biyadaim. Uchishetichonuhu. We hear kidu. It's where is the shinui that you're going to do to make sure you don't eat it up when you're doing the avodah? Umeshanin, and here's the answer. There is a shinui. According to Yehuda, when they permit you to go and prepare from Chodosh before Pesach, you have to do a shinui even for the grinding and for the sifting. What's the shinui? The shinui is instead of using a water mill, you use a hand mill.
Okay? What is this last few rounds? You'll
put the food in your mouth. You'll put the, that's part of the kashrut. You're gonna put the chodosh in your mouth.
So you
now make a shinui. What is the shinui? The shinui is like
and the sifter. How do you make a shinui with the sifter by turning it? No, it's a different type of sifter.
Techina b'recha diyad and harkada. You're right. Al gabi nafa. Agabi naf means on the back. You're right, you do the opposite way. Instead of using it, I don't know how this works. They have enough, you have a sieve. Ordinarily, you use it right side up. You can do the same sifting upside down. It works. But it's the fact that you're doing it in an unusual way is going to remind you not to eat it. Vaita. So therefore, we're back in business.
Yeah.
Ella affecting one nukasha, nayakasha.
And this is all going on towards Rabbi Yehuda?
Yes. Ella hadetan koichim beis hashlachayim. You're allowed to harvest, you're allowed to do katsira from the irrigation fields. Vishe be'amokim, avoloi goitshin. But you're not allowed to go make piles. You're permitted to take tools. You're permitted to take a tool, a knife, and go to the irrigation fields and to the valleys and cut. But you're not allowed to make...
You're talking about oimer?
Chodesh. We're permitting you before Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we are permitting you to go out into the irrigation fields and to go to the valleys and to take a regular tool, the same exact tools that you use during the regular season, we permit you to use now in these locations. So what's the question? The question is, but what does Goyshin mean? To make piles. We don't allow to pile up the grain.
Okay.
And who is the Tana that says Rabbi Yehuda? So we have a kasha. If you are able to go and harvest in these locations in a regular way, what's holding you back from putting it in your mouth? Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned. So the question is, if he's not concerned when it comes to chodosh, he should not be concerned when it comes to chametz. Michael Memar, Elamar, bye-bye. He says, you're right, chodosh v'dilminei, chametz lo v'dilminei. Answer. Okay, the Marcus, you're right. We've slugged up this whole approach. There's no shinui. What's the ultimate answer? Chodosh, half of the year is also. Half the year it's Asr.
Yeah.
Chodesh is Asr. Chodesh, yeah. When does Chodesh become Mutar? Only a very limited time during the year. only after Pesach does it become mutter. But until Pesach, the whole winter time, the new crop, once the new crop grows, it's also. So for a significant time of the year...
The new crop that grows after the
anything
first...
Anything that takes root after Pesach...
Correct.
After Pesach is off limits until the next Pesach.
Correct.
Which is probably the majority of the crop, of all the food. You have to put everything in storage. When Mela, it comes out that Chodosh grain is off limits a significant time of the year.
Right.
You're trained.
Right.
You've been programmed.
Very good.
Whereas Chometz...
Only 7 days.
Only 7 days. And even during those 7 days, if you go to a hotel, there's no difference between Chometz and Matzah. They have Kosher Pesach bread, Kosher Pesach pizza, Kosher Pesach mustard. They have alts. Chometz is mutter ganz yor. Everything is Kosher Pesach. Weiter, Elon, by Chodosh, Bodil Minei. Chometz, Loi Bodil Minei. The gematria of Chometz and Bodil Minei is hotel. Vaita, Amar Rava.
I just want to understand.
Yeah.
A lot of times we find the Gemara gives different answers, and then the Gemara...
Every Havamina...
Disregards...
No, so every Havamina, this is the old Yisoyf, the Chassid Yisoyf.
No, not
I'm
Havamina.
I'm a Litvak, but I know this
no,
Yisoyf.
No, we thought this was the answer, but then when you're going to ask a Kasha, we say no, so we're giving a different
every
answer.
Every Havamina is Emes in another location, in another Matzav.
Uh-huh.
It's critical to go through the Shach of Atari of the Gemara. If you want on the Rif cuts out the whole Shach of Atari.
Yeah.
Right? The Rif.
Piskalachas.
No, it goes to the Mishnah and this is the Maskana.
Right.
It cuts out. Well, so why do we learn the Shach of Atari? Even though in this instance the Svara is not correct,
yeah.
But it's MS in another instance in Shas.
Where did you saw this?
This is Poshet. Every Hava Amina. Is an MS. Every word of Torah is MS.
Yes.
Now in this daf, it's not Nagan because the Gemara rejects it. But the fact that we learned this svara, we've learned words of MS, which can be applied.
You can utilize this somewhere else.
Do you say Tachnun on Tezvav and Tezayin? Tezvav Tezayin of Adar?
There are places that are not to say Tachnun.
Why not?
Because of the Havamin of the Gemara.
The Havamina of the Gemara is
but the Mice, it's not a Yom Tov.
But it's a Havamina. Every Havamina is MS. As a Zeich Lekach, you don't say Tachlum
in
those 2 days.
Tachlum meaning you're a Yom Tov.
Because in the Havamina of the Gemara, it's a Yom Tov. In the Havamina of the Gemara, it was a Yom Tov. Every Havamina has an MS. We have to learn, stick to the page.
Well, you run it off me.
Weiter in the Gemara.
Next, yeah.
So Michael Lehman, Elam Abba, Chodesh, Bilam, Neymar, Chodesh, Lom, Dominate. Amar Rava. Vaita. So therefore, Amar Rava. Did Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha? What's going on here? You've only went and reconciled the contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Chometz, Chodesh is Badal Minei.
Yeah.
But Chometz, Loi Badal Minei. What about the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon says, Shaloi Birotzen Chachomen. The Chometz, when it comes to Chodesh, Asur. Don't touch Chodesh. Chodosh also in the Torah, and when it comes to matzah, it comes to bedikas chametz. The Rabbanan said if you don't do bedika erev Pesach, you can do bedika b'moyed. The answer is you're doing a bedika. What are you doing now? Well, you just stand, you bump into chametz. You just stand, you walking around the house. Oh, look at that, a bagel. Oh, here, I'll take it. You're searching to destroy. Seek and destroy. You're doing a bedika to destroy it. If you're doing a bedika to destroy, we're going to trust you. You're not going to eat it. If stamazah, you're walking around your house and you stack a find over here on the shelf, a pizza chametz, you might eat it. But if I'm doing a bedika, the purpose is to destroy
it. You see, obviously, it was a problem with Rabbi Yehuda.
Well, and different strokes, different folks. Listen, there are Democrats and Republicans. Yeah. People program differently. Vaita. Loikasha, who adds my mechazra, love, the sarfa, mechel, kochel, mine. Vaita. Rav Ashi, Amar, another answer. I'm just going to do the Loikasha, can't make the Kalitana.
Oh, he's giving another answer.
Why? Go back to Rabbi Yehuda, Kalitana. In other words, what do they find in the market? They did not find in the market bread. They did not find in the market Danishes.
Only
they
flour.
They found raw material. People don't eat this stuff. Kemach,
Vikali.
Straw, kemach, flour, vikoli, parched grain, tanan. Memela.
What do you mean? You mean roasted...
roasted kernels. These are not edible things. Rashi, look at the Rashi. Rashi in the wide lines. The second wide line.
Therefore,
there's nothing to worry about. When it comes to chametz, Rabbi Yehuda said, do not do a bedikah on cholamo, you might come to eat it.
Right.
But when it comes to chodash, you can work with
it.
Because
it's not edible.
It's, exactly. Vaita in the Gemara. Call it on the bedusa. The Gemara says, this answer that Rav Ashi gave is a toos. Bedusa, it's an outside. Bedusa means it's a very stark lashon. Bedusa, it's a mistake. It's not a good answer. Why is it not a good answer? When it's parched, it's not fit for eating. When it's kemach, but until it reaches the state of kemach, the koli, it is edible. Raw kernels of wheat are edible. You chew on it.
Yeah.
It's a delicacy. Didn't you ever do that? One of the things you do, you pass time.
So he's asking. You're right. Kemach is not edible, but kali is.
Until you get to the state of kemach v'kali, it is edible.
No, but that's what you buy.
No, but the issue is not the buyers. It's the moichrim, the people that are
involved
in the preparation.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So bedusi, this is a toos. Am I going to have an ois gimel?
You mean it's a typo or is it a mistake?
No, it's a mistake. The answer is not a good answer. How could Rav Ashi, tzorech lo, am I gemori, it's a so well, p'mashkot b'mishnah b'shabes, bedusa hi, ois gimel, am I reading the right thing over here? I don't think you have this in your gemor. This is a new edition. Isa bedusa, bedfus b'ram, b'mitzia, what is it over here, krisus, berusa. There's a shaila here. What is the correct girsa? Is the correct girsa berusa or bedusa?
Which means?
The same thing. It doesn't mean the same idea, whatever. It's what the girsa is.
Okay.
But from the same idea. Ashi's answer is a mistake. Maybe you go tell me over here that you pluck it. When I pluck it. The answer we'll give before we reinstate. There's a simen. A shinui. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pluck it. Mm-hmm. Oh, Akidurava. Elo Kaitrim. That may be a good answer when it comes to harvesting the grain in a regular field. What about harvesting the grain in the valleys and in the base Hashlochin?
Hashlochin means with this water?
Irrigation fields.
Irrigation means feeding.
Yes, water. You water in man, you water with buckets. Slave labor. Ella Kaitrin be Ella Kaitrin Shlachim Vishamakim Vilkim the Krabbi Huda, Michael Meymar. Ella, that is a very stark akasha. It may talk to be that the Kemach and the Koli is not edible, but until you reach that state of Kemach and the Koli, you go through other intermediary states, and during those periods, it is edible. And don't give me an answer that you have a shinui. No, you don't. You have a shini only when it comes to the regular grain.
So why can't you say the pasuk of the Torah to people who are used to it? A half a year, a person's not...
And that's we have to come back to that. Oh. We're going to hear a different answer. Rav Ashi is giving a different answer. Ella, Rav Ashi bedusahi. Frek de gemara. V'cholhecha de loibodl minei migoza. Rav Yehuda, really? You come here lamaskana. V'cholhecha, going back to the original answer. The original answer was we're now returning to the answer which was valid that stood the test that stood up to all of the challenges, and that is that chodosh is matir. Why is he matir? Why was Rabbi Yehuda matir the people to touch and to cut and to prepare the chodosh?
Yeah.
Because the whole year, a significant time of the year, they're bodul minei, they're trained to stay away.
Yeah.
Really? Is that correct? Gerecht? Really? The cholhecha delay bodul minei. But if you're not, but when it comes to chametz, you're not bodul minei, and that's why we don't trust you. We don't let you. Rabbi Yehuda does not allow you to do bdikah on cholamoid. Really? Cholhecha delay bodul minei. Migos Rabbi Yehuda. We are telling another mishnah. Lo yikoyv adam shofer shal beitzim v'yamel shenal v'yiden b'tzaraner b'shul shtem na tefes. Look at that. Chanukah is here right around the corner.
No,
you're not allowed to perforate. Yeah. Perforate a shofer shal beitzim, an eggshell, and empty out its contents. Okay, you ever do this at home? It's a lot of fun. You take eggs, and you drill a little hole in it, and you
like a tiny hole.
You suck out all of the stuff inside the egg, and then you fill up the inside there with oil, vimalena shemen, vitnene bitsaraner, and the way you construct it with such precision that it drips oil exactly the amount of oil you need to fill up that's burning from the kerit. In other words, it's a perfect, you don't want to flood the nair. The nair only can contain that much oil. So you don't want to flood the nair.
And
so,
here we're talking about nair, we're talking about a lamp full of oil. Yeah.
So it should drip. Even if it's chashlocheres, why? What's the chash? Because you shem, what's the chash? Rashi, look at the Rashi. What's the chashlocheres? Oisash, even if the shavaferis is the it's not an eggshell. It's not. Let's say you want to go do this technique, not with eggs, but with pottery, which is disgusting. When you have oil and pottery, don't mix. Why? The miisa. You may come to partake, to take some of the oil, eat it, use a part of the meal. You may want to add some oil into the tuna fish, the tuna
Why
salad.
But you see, it's
and what's the problem? Vaita v'tanya hanoisin shemulaner chay mishem mavir v'ham mistapek mimenu chay mishem mechabe. If a person has a nair and you take out, so you siphon out while it's lit some oil.
Why are you extinguishing? That's you just preventing it from to light
this.
Longer.
So we can't go through the sugya now, but at least let's just accept for the moment at face value, because we're short on time, is that that if you diminish the fuel of a nair, this is a geder of mechabe. It's mechabe deraisas derabonon. It's a geder of mechabe to take away the fuel of a nair that is burning.
One second, I think it's only derabonon. Only if it's a manas to light it, no? Then we also be the rice mechabe.
Kibui al manas, no. Kibui is also in its own right, I believe.
Yeah, kibui, yeah.
Not, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. Havar, a kibui, if you extinguish something with the kavana that you should
no,
never
kibui
relight
goes
it.
Together. A manas to relight it, then it be also be the rice of the kibui.
Sois al manas libas.
There's no
al manas libas. I'm not so sure that's not, okay, I don't know.
Sure?
Which is amazing because the actual dripping is separate from the actual
Einochanami. So you see incredible all along, you see all the lumness. That something that's miyuchet, something you set aside and you put into motion. You put into motion before Shabbos.
By the way, where do you put the egg
a mechanism
in the, on top?
I have no idea. I guess it would be very tough questions. Somehow you suspend an egg in such a way.
You hang it, it's suspended.
You suspend it.
So even if you put it in a pottery vessel.
Right, even if it's not an egg, even instead you substitute an egg for a piece of pottery, or your pottery utensil, and you drill a hole with such precision that the amount that it drips is equal to the amount that has been consumed by the nair, so it doesn't flood the nair. It's also why? Because even though it's disgusting,
Exera.
You may come to partake.
Right.
To take some of it and lick and use it for your food, and that would be a geder of kibbut. What kibbut is the rice? Not, I don't know the answer, not for now. But the point over here is that it's clear there's a geder of kibbut.
Yeah, this part's in Be'ah. Yeah.
But wait a minute. What's the Mar's Kasha? Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's permitted. What do you mean it's permitted? He's not afraid it's going to happen. What do you mean? But didn't he just finish telling us when it comes to chametz, since you loy bodel minei kol hashanakula, the whole year you eat chametz, nemelo, you have to make a gzera, shemen the whole year round. Every time you eat dinner, you have shemen. Did you have shemen tonight for dinner? Every whole year round, there's shemen. Nemela, you should say the same gzera. Chash, Rabbi Yehuda, the Vayitin Gemara, back to the Gemara. No, the Gemara says no, and now you cite. A new dimension to the sugya. Everything is very complicated. Shabbos is not like chametz. Unbelievable. The Gemara is saying incredible chiddush that Shabbos, in the eye of the average person, is more chamur than chametz and Pesach. Pilei ploim. Chametz and Pesach is asur b'mashahu.
Yeah.
Mashu.
Right.
Shabbos, everything of Shabbos, meleches mach Shabbos, has a shir. There's no such thing as a mashu when it comes to Shabbos. Everything has a shear.
Yeah.
No such thing. Everything, and yet, in the eyes of an average person, Shabbos is significantly more chomer than chametz. So you have chametz loy bodol minei, and you have shemen Shabbos loy bodol minei. Shabbos, you don't need to make any gezeres. People are spooked out.
What about shemen yata? The whole thing about the
Shema Yishem, that's reading. That's a different sugya. That's a different sugya. We're talking over here. Once again, a time. Shabbos is chomor. Memela, there's no need to make a gzera.
What does bedila mean? Separate. So why does the Gemara repeat it so? Mavdil bedila. Okay.
Mivdil, but it's an expression. Dibra, it's an expression. Mivdil bedila, period. Flag the Gemara, Varami, the Shabbos, a Shabbos. The title of the Braise, Chelel, the leash, Nifsak, Loye, Kosha, El, Invai. You have a bucket. A bucket and
it's
the bucket
with a rope.
And you want to lower it into the well. So what should you do? How are you going to get into the well? You can't go drop into the well. You lose the bucket. Yeah. So you need a rope, make a keshal kayam is nisa deraisa.
Right.
So make a bow, make a temporary bow. Lo ye koyesho elo oinvai. Rabbi Doimer, no, don't even do that. Because once you want, why? Koyrech olav punda oipiska, you should wrap it. Just make a, now what is a punda oipiska pisika? It means a cord. Just, I don't know what this means exactly. Rashi, very quickly, but I don't want to spend time with this. Rashi says,
Wrap it.
Attach your belt to it, and pisikya pulsha shekoychen and svivos shukayim. Hold up your pants. Another type of thing they use to hold up shukayim. Shukayim means you shook your thigh. Okay, different types of belts. Do not take a rope. Do not take a rope because a rope we're afraid you may come to make a permanent knot. Mivzil, the same way the whole year you make a permanent knot, on Shabbos you take a rope, you may come to make a permanent knot. We don't trust you. We're going to tell you, take a rope, just don't make a keshel kayama, do an aniva, make a bow. Make a bow.
And the viewer says no.
So no, we don't trust you because if we're going to give you a rope, once we put into your hands a rope, you know what you're going to do?
You're going to make a
keshel kayama. So what should you take off your belt? Because your belt, that's not, you can't make a permanent knot with a belt. It doesn't work. Whatever the mitzvah is. I don't know how this works, but the mitzvah is, when you take off your belt, it's not going to work. And when you take off your belt, that we trust you, but do not make a bow. Oh, kasha, Rabbi Huda, kasha.
This is also Shabbos, and yet we're afraid.
And yeah, and the kasha, the Rabbanan, let you do this. So why, the Rabbanan? Obviously,
what was the say of the Rabbanan
permit you to use a regular rope.
Correct.
They're not afraid you're going to make a knot. But yeah, when it came to the case of the Shefeferes Shel Beitzah,
the
Shemen, there they said that it's mutter.
Yeah.
There they said that it's osur. It's osur.
Right.
And here they said that it's mutter.
Yeah.
The Rabbanan, another Rabbanan, lekasha Shemen lemichlav. When it comes to Shemen michlav, oil, you're going to make a mistake. The reason why they're going to be machmir when it comes to oil, we don't let you. Deal with oil because you're going to the same way during the weekday you take oil for yourself, you do it on Shabbos. But Shem Shem Michlav, Aniva Bikshira Lo Michlav, it's a fundamental difference. We're telling you to make a bow. A bow is not a kesher, so you may make a mistake and go from a bow into a knot. You're engaged in an activity of making a bow. We trust you that you're not going to do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But Shemen, you're not doing anything.
Right.
You're not doing anything. You're doing nothing. You might have that during the meal. You're going to forget yourself and you're going to take from the Shemen.
Yeah.
Time Rabbi Huda lag mishum de goza aniva otu kashiri ela mishum de gosav aniva gufa kashiri. He is an under the machlokes. He holds that making a bow, ha gufa is a malacha deraisa. It's not as a gezerah. There's a fundamental machlokes and what is the prohibition of tying on Shabbos. Right.
And making a bow, that's not a kesher kayama.
According to we don't pass on Rabbi Huda. We make bows. Rabbi Huda holds making a bow itself as an issur deraisa.
Okay.
Right. Next kasha of Rami, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the Mishnah Koshim, the Libi Bifsakya, Avaloi Bichavel, Stira Mamish, Stira Neobay. We have another bride, it's Pumpakert. They said, the Rabbanan say, in this bride, it's the Rabbanan that say, use the belt and do not make a Kshira.
Correct.
And Rabbi Huda Matir is the one that is Matir Bichavel.
Before we had that, the Rabbanan says, make it with Aniva, the same rope.
So what's going on
and
here?
It says,
Rabbi Huda is Matir Bichavel. So, the Mai, what are we discussing over here? What's the case? Elim with the Chevel, the Alm with the regular rope. A regular rope? Rabbi Huda Matir? What is, Rabbi Huda says is Matir Bechevel. Rabbi Huda says you can use a regular rope, which is Mashmah. Rabbi Huda says you can use a Chevel, a rope.
No, you cannot.
Oh, that's the Kasha. The words of the Brisa say simply, Rabbi Huda Matir. Period.
Oh, I see. I'm saying
the Gemara. What? You're allowed to do a kashira with a chevel? no one in the world is going to be matter to use a ksher b'chevel.
Yeah, yeah.
So, frek the Gemara, what is going on in chevel demai? What kind of chevel are we discussing? Elaim chevel di alma regular chevel rabbi. You the matir, kesha shel kayamahu. The vade also live.
Even on aniva is a kesha kayamahu.
No, right, but certainly when it comes to a regular robe, the vade is live until you're gonna leave it the way it is for good. Elab shita de garde. Oh, we're not discussing a regular rope. We're discussing an abnormal rope, a rope of a weaver. A weaver. We're not discussing.
What do you mean a weaver rope?
The rope of a weaver is it's a shinui. It's a different type of rope. The gozer rabban chevel de garde otu chevel de alma. The alma. In. So therefore, what's the kasha? The gozer rabban chevel de garde otu chevel de alma. Here we have. Look at the price. It says koishrin. Now here's the point. The point over here is, when you make a kshira, here's the point. If you make a casual kayama, but your intent is that it should last less than 24 hours, is that called a kshira?
No.
It's not a kshira. So here we're letting you make a kesher, which is mashma, pashto says even a kesher shel kayama, a real kesher. But and the rabbanan say no. The rabbanan say do not.
In this second mission, yeah.
This second brayse, the rabbanan say we do not want you to koyshin delete. The says in the brayse koyshin delete the psika of a lebe chevel. Do not use rope. Why not? Let me ask you a shayla. Why not? It's Shabbos. So you know what? I give you my word. Let me take a regular rope, standard regular rope that you buy in the hardware store for this purpose. I will make a kesher shel kayama, but I'm not going to be in violation of nisa deraisa because I pledge that the second Shabbos is over, I will undo it.
Who says he's going to remember?
Oh, trust me. I need water. You won't have what to drink? If you're not going to trust me, you're not going to have what to drink. Think twice before you prohibit. Trust me. If I go when Shabbos is over and I undo the knot, so it turns out that my knot that I made on Shabbos was not a keshel kayama.
Yeah.
Just because my technique, the type of knot that I make is a keshel, but it's not a real knot, right?
Yeah.
Trust me. So long come the Chacham. The Chacham say, sorry buddy, we don't trust you. If you're going to make this kesher, you know what's going to happen? You're going to let it sit there for 20, you're going to eat mitzvah. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow morning. Sunday morning, before you turn around, it'll be 24 hours, then retroactively,
is that the time limit? A day has to go back?
Yes, 24 hours.
The Rabbanan?
Yes.
The Raisa is...
Oh. It has to be a kesher, like Hayam is 24 hours.
Okay.
So Mamela. So therefore, the Rabbanan say, we don't trust you. We don't trust you. And Rabbi Yehuda says, we trust you. Frek the Gemara, what? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't trust, will not trust you. It cannot possibly be that Rabbi Yehuda is going to trust. It doesn't make any sense. We don't trust people when it comes to using regular ropes. So the Gemara says, you're right.
Talk
if we're dealing
kind of
with a regular rope, we don't trust nobody. Yeah. Nobody trusts. Then no good.
Yeah.
We're dealing with a rope that you're really going to undo. You know why? Because you need it for your parnasa. If I have a regular rope, the rope belongs on the bucket. But the
what
rope...
What is that rope called?
Gardi. A weaver. A weaver. I don't know.
Well, it's not made for that. It's made for something.
It's made for weaving.
Oh,
and
I see.
And he needs it for his parnasa. Tomorrow, Sunday morning, he has to go to work. Not like today, Sunday you don't work. You go work on Sunday. You go to work Sunday morning. When you go to work, you have to come with your tools.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one of the tools is this rope. So the gardi, the weaver, is certain to come mitzvah Shabbos or early Sunday morning and undo the knot and take it for his parnasa.
Such a rope you're allowed to.
Oh, that's machlekes. That's machlekes. Rabbanan say, even this we don't trust you. Even this. The gardi has backups.
You know, Rabbanan said,
has a backup rope. He's not going to take it. Let you keep it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, we're matir, because the gardi is going to come tomorrow to get back his rope. So that's the answer.
So the chama machmer.
Exactly. So therefore, what are you talking about? Keshel kayami. The vade also live to you're going to be mavad. You're going to leave it there by the bucket forever. Elab shita. The gardi. It's a weaver. Oh, and the rabbanan say no. You're not allowed to use a weaver. You know why? Gezerah. The gozer abon nechevel de gardi, ato chevel de alma. Okay?
Next time.
Right. Once we're going to start a slippery slope syndrome, once we let you do it this time with the chevel de gardi, next Shabbos, you'll take a regular rope. One thing leads to another. Okay, in other words, the gardi will for sure get take back his rope tomorrow morning, for sure. But if we're going to let you use a chevel de gardi this Shabbos, what's going to happen next Shabbos?
Yeah.
Slippery slope.
Yeah.
Next Shabbos, we'll use a regular rope, and that'll be Nisa D'Raisa. So it's also. So what do we learn over here? The Rabbanon are the ones who are in the business of making gezeiros.
Right.
And we learn when it comes to Shabbos, the Shifas, and when it comes to the Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon say? And when it, so in the Chevel, Rabbanon the Chevel Gadi, Chevel the Chevel Rabbanon, Rabbanon Chevel the Gadi. So the Gemara says, so what's the kasha? We have a stira. We see over here that the Rabbanon do not let you use a chevel de gardi.
Right.
But in the previous price, so the Rabbanon said, we let you use a regular rope and make a
bow. What was the scenario again?
The same thing. We let you use a regular rope and make a bow.
Oh, I see.
Make a bow.
You should also make a gzera the next time.
Right. Oh. It's all the same idea. Yeah, if we're not going to let you use the chevel de gardi, it's logical we should not let you make a bow on a regular rope either.
And the same kasha applies for Yehuda also?
Yes.
Yeah.
So therefore, Atu Rabbon goes, so the Morris is not a kasha. It's correct. This is correct. Chevel de chevel michlaf. Aniva bikshu loy michlafa. If you're engaged in the activity of making knots and you're being precise to make a naniva, not a kesher, that itself is a reminder not to mechal Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
But when we let you make a regular kesher and the only difference is what type of rope it is, then one is going to lead to the other. You see, look at this. You ever see a person going to be in two places at the same time? Look, he's over here on the screen and he's over there. How could he be in two places at the same time? It must be that's not the real him. That's a hologram. He is the real person.
Let's finish it off. Let's finish off.
Vaita. So the Gemara says chevel bechevel chevel chevel elab shita.
And they were cheer.
Really, the Gemara is not happy still.
No,
bechor has an illness. A bechor that has an illness. And what's the illness? The illness, we need the bechor, we need to let blood. Okay, that's what they did. The bechor has a chayim.
You're talking about a human being or an animal?
An animal. So what's the shayla?
What is shaksidam then?
It means it's blood, high blood pressure.
Okay.
Illness, time chazal, high blood pressure, and you need the refuah is to let blood, to release blood. You ever go take a haircut? They have a barbershop.
I know.
That red thing?
Because they were licensed. They had a permit
to do that. That symbol is bloodletting symbol.
Yeah, yeah.
The red zach that's
very
around,
healthy. Yeah.
Red, white, and blue. It's not the United States flag of America. It's a bloodletting symbol. V'atayim b'chor shachzudam. B'shachzudam afilu hu meis ein makizim dam. Why? It's a b'chor matul mum b'kodoshim. There's an isur de'araisa to be matul on mum.
Even if you don't do
the refu, it's gonna die. If I don't do the refu, it's gonna die. Let the animal die, because that's passive. For you to go be matul mum the kadoshim is an iser deraisa.
What's that? By letting out, bloodletting. That's a
yes. That's a mum. Making a
hole. Come on,
Yakis levad shloyatul by mum.
Okay, I'll go continue. Shkaich, let's go mitzvahs. Gvaldi.
There are different places where you can make a bow. You do bloodletting. There's a permissible way to do bloodletting where you're not matul mum, but you can let blood by being matul, by releasing blood in part of the animal's body where you do make a blemish. Do we trust you to let blood in the part of the animal where it does not make a mum, that you're not going to come to be nichshel and making letting blood in part of the animal which does make a mum? All right.
Yo.